Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Richard Tierney is with us. He's CEO of the St. Patrick's Festival. 364 days of preparation, a global audience, thousands watching on site, millions watching on the TV. No pressure, Richard.
Yeah, no pressure. Lots of pressure for other people. No pressure for me. All looking good. You'll see lots of activity out in the streets today now. It's sort of, today's our build day, getting it all ready. So, yeah.
And then for tomorrow and timings and all the rest of it, what time does everything kick off? Give us a sense of routes. What are we looking for?
So, yeah, it's the traditional route. It's from Blackchurch up above Parnell Square all the way to Stephen's Green. So it's the, go to stpatricksfestival.ie. There's a very detailed route map there where you can plan your, where you're going to go. We would advise people to get in early. Check your transport routes. It is bank, you know, it's a bank holiday, so it's Sunday times. So don't presume the bus or the train will go at the normal time. Do a bit of preparation in advance. The weather is, you know, could be interesting. It's saying it's going to be okay. But do pack. The parade does take an hour and a half to travel. So if you, depending on where you are, you could be waiting quite a while. I can guarantee it'll be worth the wait, but it could be wild. So make sure you pack, you bring some, you know, bring some refreshments, bring good weather gear with you, and get in nice and early and pick a place to go. We always advise people, where you used to always go, that's where you should go.
Although, I don't want to jinx you, but Met Aaron is, yeah, other than it being a bit windy, 11 degrees, slightly cloudy, but not much in the way of rain. So unless things change, it's looking relatively positive.
Yeah, it is looking relatively positive. I mean, again, I'll be going up to the attic now to get the child of brag and sticking it out the front. So, yeah, I mean, listen, it's Ireland, so who knows? But listen, it's full steam ahead for us. And yeah, the indications are that it's going to be fine.
I realise you like to do it as a bit of a big reveal for the totality of the parade, but are there any particular highlights that you would draw people's attention to?
Well, we have a very interesting theme this year, which is roots, which is sort of putting the stereotypical Irish person away and looking back at ourselves in terms of where we came from and sort of the history of, you know, our forefathers and some really good subcultural stuff. So the pageantry companies are reflecting that theme. So some of it's going to be really out there and a lot of fun. So, yeah, I mean, we've 16 creative expressions. We've, you know, 10 marching bands, 10 from abroad. We've ceremony. We've over 3,500 people in the parade. So, I mean, the highlight for me is always when I see it at start, and then when everyone gets home safe after it, is that's the highlight for me. But I'm from what I've seen, it's going to be very vibrant, very colourful, and a lot of fun. So yeah, really looking forward to it.
And lastly, not to take the artistic shine off this with commerciality, but how much is all this worth to the economy?
It is worth about 140 million. So I mean, it's a huge deal. It's the single biggest event we do in the country. Is the kickoff to the tourist season. So you're right, from a business perspective, it's a really, really important day. Also, the world's eyeballs are looking in at us, as you said in your intro. So, you know, it's imperative we put our best foot forward and use it as a platform that we can kind of, you know, impress from. So, yeah, it's an important day all around. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's our national day and we hope people have a lot of fun.
Well, best of luck to you and to the team working on the festival. That's Richard Tierney, the CEO of St. Patrick's Festival. And also, best of luck and a thank you to the people working in Dublin City Council, because going by previous years, one of the amazing bits of work that is done is as soon as the parade is over and town begins to clear late into the night, people come out and start cleaning, and they do absolutely Trojan work to get the city back on its feet in a very short space of time. So fair play to all the people in DCC who will be having a busy couple of days ahead.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.